So, do you know what we're doing today?
Kind of.
Do you know what a podcast is?
Kind of.
What do you think a podcast is?
Kind of where you just go back and forth with questions and answers.
Kind of. So, have you ever heard, like, people talk on the radio? Obviously, right?
Yes.
On the radio, they talk about different subjects. So this is the kind of the same idea. Aim High puts out a podcast, and the name of the podcast is called Transparency. And Transparency is a form that we give away for free on the internet that other people can listen to. And when they're listening to it, it talks about how we do stuff at Aim High. It talks about stories. It talks about what it means to be a black belt and how to do the business of running a karate school. Because the school that we run is unique. There's nothing really else like it. It's a nonprofit, and we never turn anybody away if they can't pay for lessons. And we have people give us money as a donation, like you would to church, or if you give it to like Goodwill or one of those great companies that do good stuff. Well, we're one of them. So we have this podcast called Transparency, where I talk to people like you, and we get stories, and we talk about subjects that are relevant to today's world. Does that make sense? Is that that's a breath pull, isn't it?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Correct.
Okay, so my name is Serena Radona. I am currently a youth black belt, and or first degree black belt, and I am 12.
You're 12 years old.
12 years old.
Cool. Well, let's get going. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Transparency. My name is Dan Sickens. I'm the Executive Director for Aim High Academy of Martial Arts and the Aim High Foundation. I'm also a fourth degree black belt in our Fusion Mixed Martial Art program. And I have a treat for you today. I'm sitting here with Serena Radona. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yes.
Serena is one of our longest going students. In fact, I remember when I first taught a class outside of the health club as Aim High, you were one of my first students on the floor. You and I think three others. And you were a little dragon at the time, isn't that right?
Yes.
Well, Serena, how old are you?
I am currently 12.
You're currently 12. Okay, that's good. And as a 12-year-old, how long have you been doing martial arts?
Since I was 5.
Wow. You've been doing it longer than you haven't been doing it. What keeps you coming? And don't say that your mom drags you to classes kicking and screaming. Why do you keep doing martial arts?
Well, I do it because it's fun, and I also do it for the health that comes with it, for the fact that I won't become all lazy and stuff, and also for the fact that it's fun to do. Like, I come here on a daily basis, kind of.
You and your family and your extended family are here quite often, aren't you?
Yep.
Are you part of the demo team?
Yes.
And what is the demo team?
The demo team is, they kind of show off in quotation marks, show off aim, like talents that they have, like tricking or high kicks, quality of kicks, quality of everything, and so on and so forth.
What is your favorite thing about martial arts? Is it the sparring? Is it the forms? Is it demo team? Is it the community?
It's kind of hard to say. I like all of it, to be honest. Like, I can't choose between one thing because that would be unfair to the other things that I love the most.
Isn't that true? Do you have a memorable experience? Is it, you know, maybe some camping trips or a favorite class or?
I think it was a blanket drop-off thing I did for Devin, and we did it with the demo team, and we gave blankets to the elderly to see their face and be like, oh my god, this is free, we don't have to pay or anything. It was just like priceless, and I wish I could like take a picture of their face and be like, oh, it looks cute.
You know, that's really meaningful for them. I know that. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Hopefully a writer or an author or an editor, anything really to do with writing.
And, you know, that kind of is what triggered me to ask you to come in here today. You wrote something on the Black Belt blog. Do you remember what that is?
Yes.
What did you write about?
This girl at not my school, but a school a little bit away, had ended her life because of people who would bully her at her school. And for the fact that she was so young. She was my age, and thinking that she only has like 12 years of experience of life, it kind of crushes my heart.
So she was getting bullied at school, and she took her own life because of it.
Mm-hmm.
What does bullying mean to you?
Bullying is where you, I guess, make up lies and try to make them believe it, or hurt their mind, their body, their soul, kind of, in a way. I don't know.
Is it just with words, or is there other ways that you can bully somebody?
There are other ways, like social media is a big one now, since there's like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, other social medias that I missed. And there's also physical bullying, which is where you like push someone to the ground, steal their lunch money, other things like that. And also a third type of bullying where you just exclude that person out from things. You do things that they can't really do themselves unless someone else tries to help them.
You talked about cyberbullying, and I mean, I say this with the utmost respect, I really do, but you're kind of a geek. Mm-hmm. As we sit here right now, you have a notebook open, and you're always got your nose into media files and different computer things, gadgets. It's cool to be a geek, right?
Yes.
So as kind of the geek, do you think that cyberbullying is something that kids your age should be aware of and know about?
I think very much people should be aware of cyberbullying, since, like, there's so many social medias out there. You don't know when a random stranger can go up to you and be like, you suck, and then just walk away, because they're just anonymous and you don't know. So they should know that people are out there looking for fights. Like, if it was real life, it probably would never happen. But since it's the internet and people are anonymous now, they can go up and have that courage and be like, hey, you suck, and then just walk away.
Wow. So it's kind of a courage behind a keyboard, because they don't have to feel the repercussions of their actions. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess that would kind of put it in a like shorter summary.
So tell me about the girl who took her life, who was at a different school. That's deep. That's heavy, Serena. Do you have any advice as a black belt and as a 12-year-old and somebody who's a confident young lady? Do you have any advice for anybody who may be going through those kind of struggles that she was going through? And
All I say is I applaud you for having strength through that war in your head. It's always, like, there's always going to be a point in your life where you're just like, oh, this sucks, I don't want to live anymore. But that's not the case. Don't solve a temporary problem with a permanent solution. If you're in the dark, try to find a light. Try to find someone who inspires you. Try to find that happy thought of just, hey, look, remember that one time where we got ice cream and then I fell down and the ice cream hit me in the face? Try to find the happy, funny thoughts. Go to a friend, go to a counselor, go to your mom, go to your dad. Just someone that you trust to talk about with. Even though your life may have hardships, may have foes to beat and obstacles to get over, you will get over them. You will fight that foe, and you will, what's the other one I said? You will overcome that fear of whatever it is. But just know that you mean something to someone, and it doesn't matter who. It is, whether it's your mom, your dad, your best friend, or your dog, you'll still mean something to someone. And that's really, really meaningful in a way. So if you're planning on taking your life, think about it first. Would you really want to do that? If you were in the situation, and if your friend is in that situation, try to stop them. Talk them out of it. Bring happy thoughts to their mind. They could just be in that dark corner in their mind where they need to get out. And yeah, bring them out.
You're listening to Transparency. This is Dan Sickens, and I'm sitting here with Randall Reeves and Jeremy Smith. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Well, we just listened to the interview of Serena talking about how bullying is in the school system and how horrible of a thing it is and the results that it can have. This podcast is about heavy subject matter, and us as martial art instructors being able to deal with these kind of things kind of randomly on the floor. We think it's a lot about kicking and punching, and we think we're teaching forms, but we're teaching life skills. And we get to a point where we establish trust within our students, both kids and adults alike, where they'll confide in us and they'll seek mentorship and they'll come to us for help, almost counseling in a way. And so I've had to deal with a lot of heavy subjects on the floor, but I thought I'd like to talk to you guys and see if you guys have ever come upon any kind of stories or students that you like to share, of course, that have come up and talked to you about heavy subject matter. Do you guys have any stories? Do you have anything that's ever happened to you guys on the floor that's been pretty heavy?
Absolutely. I was I was in Reno at the studio there, and there was these two little girls. They're a couple years apart, and this one day they came in and just instantly latched onto my. I had one wrapped around each leg, and the mom came in right behind them, and the little one looks up and says, "You're big and cuddly like our daddy." And the mom got emotional. She kind of lost it. And as the kids went into class, she explained to me that their dad, a member of the SWAT team in Reno, was doing some parachuting exercise, and his parachute didn't open, and he died. And so she felt that was the best environment that she could have her little girls in. And it was just a couple days earlier that this happened, and they were back in classes, and for me, that was a very impactful moment, a very realization that of the roles that we play as martial arts instructors. There's a lot of people out there who need a male role model, or need some sort of positive influence or feedback. And I think for that time of grieving, I was able to be that person, and that felt really good for me, especially as a young instructor. But I believe that was one of many major experiences along the way that has shaped who I am.
How old were you in that? When that happened?
My goodness, I want to say I was 19, oh. 18 or 18, 19 or 20. I was right around there.
Wow. We have youth instructors on the floor that are that age right now.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't even realize how much of an impact that they really make or can make.
Are you still in touch with that family?
I am still in touch with that family. In fact, the youngest was born the day I got my white belt, so that was kind of cool. But yeah, we're still in touch after all these years.
Wow. How about you, Randall?
Yeah, we've had a student that just came in maybe about a month ago, and they've been missing, I'd say, a month or two. And so I saw her in class and was welcome back, and. And I could see that she wasn't her usual self. She was a little different than she is usually in class. So by the time class was over, we had a good class, giving high fives, giving her positive reinforcement. And you could see that sparkle in her eye light up again, and you could see there was a little change going on. And I went and talked to mom and asked her. I mean, I was like, "Well, so where have you guys been?" And she's all, "Well, her father had passed away." And then I guess it was they were in Hawaii, and they'd been there for a while. And she thought since, getting over that, bringing her back to Aim High would be a good place for her to be, to help her get over the loss of her grandpa. And, that was that was hard to take right there. You could see her eyes watering up. And, I told her she was in the right place. And she said just her being there in that short class, that she already started to feel a little bit better with the vibe and the positive that was going on in the classroom. And she's been doing an awesome job, and she's been doing great. And her mom's just been telling me that she's just improving every day, and she's getting over it. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow. It's whenever we work with people, we're going to be dealing with people issues, deaths in families, abuse, bullying, you know, all the things that we teach confidence and life skills to be able to protect against. When that stuff does happen, be able to react to it in the best possible way. Do you guys ever work with your teams of instructors and prep them for that kind of thing when it happens?
You know, we actually talk about it often. The like I said, the amount of potential impact an instructor can have on somebody's life. We talk about that, and I don't take that lightly. As much fun as we have and as silly as we can be at times, I mean, it's a very serious thing when you're dealing with somebody's emotions. And I mean, it could easily go one way or the other when talking to somebody when they have an issue or a challenge. I encourage our instructors to always be open to talking to parents, and just sometimes just an ear is very helpful for them to talk through some challenges. I mean, that's for adults and kids. We're pretty much happy to help anybody in any way we can. And, you know, if we're not qualified to talk about a certain subject, then, you know, we also and coach our team to say that as well.
Jeremy, do you remember when we went to that training that was put on by the county? What was it, at the beginning of the year? Was that CARES? Is that right?
Yeah, CARES Northwest.
CARES Northwest. And we went through how to deal with youth and be first reporters, and talking about kind of that traumatic stuff that us as educators may encounter when we're working with kids.
Yeah, like you said at the beginning, this is more than just kicking and punching. This is a lifestyle. It's life skills education. And it's not just life skills education for the people that are on the floor, but it's for the people that are watching and the people that are supporting. So for all the friends and families. The CARES Northwest workshop that we went to was about childhood development and some of the stages that we see along the way. You know, what's normal for a kid's behavior, and what might be out of the range of normal.
The greatest part of being a martial arts instructor is having a hand in with the parents, working together to help their kids be their best. And it's the most rewarding. And to have a hand in that is just awesome.
Well, we do amazing things, guys. Thank you for coming in and sitting down and talking shop with me. I know usually we're goofy, and these kind of heavy subjects really take the air out of the room at times. But if there's anybody out there who's listening and wants to get involved, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities. We're always looking for donations. We run it at negative every month in our tuition because of the scholarship and tuition aid. So you can find more information by going to www.aimhighma.org. We are the Aim High Foundation. And anything else, guys?
Thank you.
Have a good day.